When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started.
Hello, welcome everyone to this week's Soul to Profit Radio Show. I hope you are enjoying the first few weeks of spring. You know, living up in Canada, many of you know I moved from Florida to Canada, so this winter was a bit challenging. So we are all ready, more than ready for warmer weather, and we are certainly grateful that spring has sprung. Well, today I have a very special guest with me. She is my dear friend, Cindy Smith. Cindy is the founder of Angel Empowerment Practitioner Course, where she has certified hundreds of people to become AEPs. Cindy is also the publisher of the wonderful Wings of Love Empowerment Journal, where she channeled messages from 15 archangels. Cindy has a master's in timeline therapy and NLP, and she is famous for assisting people to move from I can't to I can. Cindy is also my teaching partner in a course we've developed called Spiritual and Financial Freedom, and also for two large events every year that we host. One is International Angel Day, and the other is Spring Fling with the Angels, coming up May 10th. Which we will be talking more about today. And we're also giving away two tickets, including lunch to the event, so stay tuned until the end of the show. And you'll have to call in to grab those tickets. Our call-in number is area code 626-231-0306. And we will also be doing, Cindy will be doing angel readings, and we can also pull a card for you from my Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Oracle card deck. So, Cindy Smith, welcome to Soul to Profit Radio.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be on again with you, Jaden.
I'm happy to have you on. You are, you know, one thing that I absolutely adore about you, and I haven't met many people like this, but I really, really like how you have created such an incredible, powerful business and such a business that impacts many, many thousands of people, and you are egoless. How do you do that?
Egoless. Well, I think we all have ego, but I like to think that I work with my ego to keep it quiet as best I can. You know, business-wise, you know, if you would have said when I first started this, where I'd be at this point, I probably didn't even have a clue as to the expectations and the things that would happen to me. And part of that is it's really working to trust that what I call having a light worker business, for instance, it's really working to trust in our guidance from step to step as to how everything unfolds. You know, and I would say one of my successes is the gratitude that I have, because with my business, I meet amazing people day to day, and I'm blessed to travel around the world doing what I love to do and have people brought into my life that support this business and who are out there creating their own light worker business. And really, Jane, I'm just in pure gratitude. That's, you know, just pure gratitude. It's also sometimes overwhelming, the amount of gratitude I am for what I do.
In a good way, right? Overwhelmed in a good way.
In a very good way. In a very good way.
So let's talk about that a little bit, because I agree with you. I think gratitude helps usher in tremendous things in life, because we know that the more that we're grateful for, the more of that keeps showing up. So whatever that is, like you say, whether it's amazing people who support your work and who want to go further with their spiritual development and their connection with their angels and guides. And, you know, it also plays into everything, love, romance, joy, happiness. So tell us, I mean, you've really created something special in your life, and I think that it would be helpful for our audience to hear, you know, think back to when you first started. What helped you discover your purpose?
You know, when I think back as a young adult, I always had that desire to help other people. You know, when I, you know, as the lessons come along, the universe allows us to dabble into different things. You know, it went from nursing to counseling. And, you know, without going into a long story, all of a sudden, here I was learning to connect to the angels, to divine energy for myself, and then being guided to empower other people. You know, one of the main things as a counselor, you know, we are a guide or to assist people to make change, but more often than not, people were thinking that I had all the answers versus going back and trusting themselves. So when I was guided to start doing what I was doing, there were some key things that I had to personally work on. And then once I got to the stage where I was open and ready to receive, I jumped in with both feet, as, you know, I say, or, you know, jump off the cliff and say, okay, here we go, and I know the angels got the safety net waiting for me. But as I think about it, when I started doing this, I knew that it was my soul's purpose. I knew that I'd really found what brought me joy. But a few years ago, there was when a major shift happened for me in the business world, doing what I do. And one of the things was to get out of the fear and really start to focus on what I could do. And basically, my main intention and focus was being of service. And, you know, we can all be of service in different ways that we do with our business. It doesn't matter what kind of business we're out there doing it. The main thing is, do we love doing it? Does it bring us joy? And are we being of service? And when I truly got that connection with being of service, any of the underlying fears that were still within me dissolved. I can basically say it completely dissolved, because I knew that what I was doing was truly being of service, and people that were guided to be part of the business with me were truly being guided by universe, by guides, by angels, by whatever belief system we want to have with it. So I stopped questioning what I was doing and was it going to work and was there more things I could do, and I really actually started focusing on, yes, everything was working, and I'm just being of service, and this business is going to grow, continue to be service, and be profitable at the same time. And voila, that's exactly what's happening, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, that's what a great story, Cindy. Thank you for sharing that. And so you said a lot of things that were really significant, and one of the things that you said that I think maybe some more listeners will have questions about is this idea of soul's purpose. You said that you just knew that what you're doing now was your soul's purpose. Can you share with our listeners what brought you to that knowing?
So when I started, you know, advertising and put myself out there as a light worker and doing what I do, angel card readings, counseling, developing workshops, everything started to fall together with ease. And if anything became a struggle, I realized every time I looked back at any kind of struggle to do with my business, it was me creating it. It was either a belief system, a fear I created, you know, all the things that we can create blocks with. But every time I allowed myself to just relax in the now, I felt it. I knew it. There was never any more questions. I was in my soul purpose. I really stopped looking outside of myself and just really trusting within. You know, people say, Cindy, you always refer to trust. You know, and I just had a client where the first card that came up on the angel deck was trust. And, you know, that's general. You know, we can all think trust. It's, you know, a general word. But I knew in my gut, in my knowing, in everything that was being channeled and given to me, that I was trusting that I had found my life purpose, my soul's purpose, whatever we want to refer to it as. And soul's purpose, like I said, when I was younger, it was about helping people. I'm doing it in a different way than I did when I was 24 years old. But I'm still in that soul's purpose of encouraging others to make change for positive reasons. And I really, because I'm going to back up just a little bit. Because Archangel Michael, you know, Jaden, as you know, he works with me very strong and definitely around working with people for assisting to find that soul's purpose. And one of the main things that the angels are always guiding, if you are happy, if you are in joy, if something that you're doing is creating that spark, wow, you're in your life's purpose. And it really doesn't matter what it is. As long as it's bringing joy and happiness, that is, to me, the soul's purpose. It's only us that creates the struggle. So when did I know? I probably knew on a real deep level way before I even started doing this business. But once I got going and I trusted that I was truly following my path and really kept on track versus the good opinions of other people around me, I really knew it was my soul's purpose and my journey. And it just keeps evolving and changing. And that's what I love about it. So did that answer, or did I make it too long-winded?
You answered beautifully, and thank you for sharing that, because, you know, a lot of people might be listening and they know, they have an idea of what interests them, and they are, you know, they show up, like you're saying, and they create steps toward their purpose unfolding. And, you know, a lot of our listeners are probably definitely tuned into their inner guidance and angelic guidance as well. And so they receive this information, but then there's something that happened, and it happened for you a few years ago, and it's been so fun for me to watch your business grow and to watch you step into your own power and become a very successful businesswoman. And will you share with our listeners a few steps that you took to help create your very successful business?
So in the, you know, yes, we can be guided and, you know, the angels will assist. That's number one, is ask. So first of all, ask for the business to grow. But be guided into how you're going to assist yourself to make that happen. And, you know, I'm not considered a techie person, okay, as Jaden knows. But we are in a world of technology. And the best way to get your business out there is through technology, because it is through the social media. It is through having a website. You know, I attend different events. I get asked to be a speaker. I go to expos. Basically, we can have the angels assist us to grow our business, but without people seeing us, hearing about us, all of that, how do they get guided to us? So my business keeps growing due to technology, because without technology, people can't find us. And, you know, word of mouth still works also. Like, let's not think that there isn't just the fact of word of mouth. But for my business to grow, it really has been connected to technology. And do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, do you specifically mean through Facebook or or through your email list? Like, what are you doing in that direction that you're seeing the results from?
Well, you know, Facebook, definitely I get more connected with people and my friends and clients. And, you know, I just took a Celtic Angel tour to Ireland in March. And through Facebook, people could see the pictures and be connected of, you know, day to day what was happening on the tour. But the other thing I think that's really helped is by being involved with groups and events where you meet people and you develop a contact list. That has been the key for me. You know, literally putting my face out there, because one of my logos is basically my picture. So people see it. They, you know, they click with it. You wouldn't believe how many times I will get a client that has saw me in an expo 2 years ago, knew about my workshops, but it took 2 years before they had the time or things fell in place so that they could take the class. It's so building that contact list, building the connections with people, working together with other lightworker businesses, you know, promoting together. I'm always in support of win-win situations, as you and I both know. Mm-hmm. So it's really asking for guidance to line you up to the right events, line you up to the right speaking engagements. And it can be on small terms and big terms. So no thinking that, or stop yourself from thinking that it has to be big things to make it happen. Your business starts growing. If you have 10 people on your client list, it's going to build from there. Word of mouth, and you start to, okay, well, I've got 10 people, so let's start communicating with this 10 people. And it grows. It just keeps growing and growing. And I love it.
Yeah.
I keep, you know, that's, I've got my, you know, my cousin and one of my best friends and support in what I do, and she's always, Cindy, You've got to keep on the technology world.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of been my push, but it does work.
Yeah, and the thing that I've really enjoyed watching you do is you walk your talk. You know, what you tell your clients to do and what you teach in the workshops, because I've been fortunate enough to teach alongside with you, you do in your own life. So, you know, I know definitely personally from you that you do ask for assistance from the angels, the angelic realm, and that you also show up at events. Like, you and I met at a Hay House event in Las Vegas years ago. So, you know, that was a really significant meeting. And, you know, I've often said that 50% of success is showing up in life. So whether it's, you know, an event that you're guided to, a networking meeting around the corner, you know, whatever, let the universe guide you to these events and say yes to them, right? I mean, I know by saying yes to you years ago to speak at International Angel Day, I met my wife. So, you know, amazing things can happen when we continue to say yes to events and opportunities that are presented to us.
Yes, that is one of my big beliefs. If I get asked to do something, usually the first thing that will come out of my mouth is yes. You know, unless it's a double booked date or, you know, I've got something going on with my family. But usually if that question has been asked, then I know it's been guided at some point. And even if it takes 6 months to be in fruition, I still will make it happen. So really it is trusting. When something gets presented to you, there's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, stop looking at why I can't, or, you know, I shouldn't do this, or I don't have the abundance, or da-da-da-da, and just say I can. And everything else will fall into place. And that has just been happening over and over and over and over.
I agree.
If you say yes, yeah.
Yeah, you say yes, and then you commit to, you know, like you commit your dollars in the direction of, your purpose unfolding. And I think that's big because I see that, you know, that's a lot of times is where people get stuck because they're nervous. You know, they think, oh, if I commit this $1,000 to this expo or if I commit to, you know, flying out to an event, you know, that's money gone. But that's not the case. That's actually money invested in your future and in your business unfolding. And as we know, it will come back tenfold or 20-fold as long as you are fully in the know and trusting that what you're doing is aligned with your purpose.
Yeah.
So, and Cindy, we have some callers, and callers, sit tight. We'll get to you. We have quite a few callers, actually. So I am going to we'll pick the ones who are first, who have called in first. Again, that number is area code 626-231-0306, and you can call in for an angel reading with Cindy, and I'm happy to give support on a reading as well. And also to win free tickets to our event coming up, Spring Fling with the Angels in Calgary. We are most excited about this event. This will be our, what did we figure, our eighth event together?
Yeah, or is it eighth or ninth?
Eight or ninth, something like
it's
that.
Up there.
It's
yeah,
up there.
It is. It is.
And we have,
you know,
so
we,
much
we
fun.
We do love this. We do. If anybody who's been to our event or plans on coming to the event, one of the things that is so much fun is that Jaden and I love doing this. And so this is where our passion shines through. Talk about soul's purpose. We have so much fun on stage, don't we, buddy? Like, it's
we
just
do.
Amazing. And if we're in our joy, if we're having fun, that's what everybody else gets. And it's that feeling of, hey, they can do this, so can we. That we can be in our joy. We can find out what makes things tick. And a lot of times this event, you know, both the Spring Fling and International Angel Day, it's really about community coming together. We get so much feedback from people. You know, I felt like I understood and was understood. It was just, it's that like-minded community come together, and we just love creating a space to do it.
Oh, I know it. I mean, can you imagine all the connections that get made during the course of the day? You know, people in the audience connecting with like-minded people who have similar passions and similar visions. And, I mean, it's been such a wonderful gift that the universe has given us the opportunity to create such an event and to host it. I enjoy it. I look forward to it twice a year. And it's, it's been a really special thing. So I'm always grateful to you for inviting me up that very first year back in 2009 to get involved with it.
Yes, our angel team had the big picture set out for us, didn't they?
They did. They're wonderful like that. So, buddy, are you ready to, we'll take a caller?
Sure.
All right. So let's go to Erica 587. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, Jaden. It's and Cindy. It's actually Devin Baskey from up at High Prairie here.
Hey, Devin. How are you?
Not too bad, actually. It's so fitting your show today is right along the lines with as you know, a lot of the things that I, you know, that I struggle with moving forward. So I really appreciate your input. So.
Absolutely. And do you have a question that Cindy and I can answer for you, or?
It's right along the lines with I need proof and my ego kind of gets in the way, and it was no different even just with phoning today. I was, you know, nervous to phone in and talk to you guys. But I guess just at a little bit of a standstill when you talk about, you know, I see so many signs every day, but at a bit of a standstill with you know, moving forward with doing readings and that kind of thing, right? Like, I've actually kind of, you know, put it aside, and I'm just wondering, you know, kind of where that's kind of sitting. Maybe that's too general, but.
Well, so, Devin, the first thing that I got boomed in with is make time. Okay?
Right.
And it's, you know, yes, I know, you know, as we'll refer to, you've got your day job and you're wanting to make changes. But the first step is to make time to allow it, because the signs are going to keep happening. That isn't that your angel team is going to just start ignoring you. But your first step is to make time. So it's putting it in your calendar when you're going to open yourself up to allow to work on your new business.
Okay.
With, you know, and, you know, I'm, some of the listeners might say, Cindy, this is a little harsh, but Devin knows me and I know him. So, Devin, stop with the effect side with the excuses.
Yes, I definitely tend
right?
to do that, yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. So, first step, make time. Because it can be a gradual transition for you. You know, I just shared with the listeners that, yeah, I did make the leap off the cliff and the safety net was there. Stop thinking you have to make such a leap, because then you're going to create the blocks.
Right.
But start with the little steps, but your first and foremost priority is making the time.
Okay.
To be able to even do the little steps.
Right.
Make sense?
It does. I even though I do have people that, you know, that like to receive them and, you know, and this and that, but I still just, you know, I feel, well, it's not coming to me in the way it should. And that's so wrong, because I know it is, it's happening exactly the way it should be, but my trust is still, I'm working on it.
Hey, Devin, can I add something to this?
Yes, go ahead.
So I pulled a card from my Wealth and Wisdom deck, and the card that I pulled for you was the Freedom card. And, Devin, you know, and I also remember you from the course that we took, and what I recall most about you is that you are a highly gifted medium. And have you tapped into those gifts yet?
I actually, you know, yes, my intuition is there all the time, but like I said, I don't believe it when I hear it. I believe it after the fact when it presents the truth, right? Like I see where, oh, yeah, no, I knew that already. Or you know, like I said, it was just as late as last night, I had a huge sign while I was driving. But I don't want to listen when I'm hearing them. You know, I need to see that, okay, yeah, that was right. That's, you know, I need to see it first before I trust it.
Okay. So that, can you see how that belief system is holding you back?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. So it's at some point, Devin, you need to fish or cut bait, if you know what I'm saying here.
Okay.
It's like decide that, you know, and make a time frame with this. I love what Cindy said. Put it on your calendar and decide at some point. But for you, it's even more than a daily commitment. It's more of a date in your mind, and it's going to be, I feel like, probably closer to the fall, that you can have in your mind, okay, it's October 1st or whatever date that you pick, but that is a date that you're going to step into this. And when I say this, I mean your soul's purpose. That is one of the things that you've come here to do, is to share this gift of, and I feel like it's mediumship.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that means you have to take additional courses to hone in on the ability to really develop that skill, or it might just be practice. So I would say with you, start. Like, you know, do readings for people. It's a skill and a muscle that you can develop. It's there for you. It's part of who you are. I almost want to say it's in your DNA, and I've never fully seen that with someone, but it's there with you. And it's going to be up to you, because, Devin, you can make this look however you want it to look. I mean, you could, you know, when I draw the Freedom card for someone, this, you know, that's it. It's like allow yourself to get unstuck, step into this power that you have and this gift, and start trusting it. And, yes, the universe is giving you signs, so start taking notice of those signs and just do it, all right? It's there. Pick a date. When is it going to be? Sometime this fall. Give me a date.
September 7th.
Okay. Devin, September 7th, I'm going to check back with you, and we're going to see how you are going to commit to this, okay, committing to your soul's purpose. Fair enough?
Fair. That sounds great. Yeah, I don't want to hold up all your time, so I thank you very much.
All right, and Devin, we're going to do something special for you since you took the leap of faith and you trusted yourself to call. We're going to give you a ticket to our event coming up, Spring Fling.
Well, thank you very much.
You're
that's
welcome.
That's great. Thank you.
$77 value for that ticket. It is yours. So email us and we'll be in touch and we'll get you that ticket out.
Okay, take care.
You too, Devin. Bye-bye.
Bye, Devin.
Thank you, bye.
So, you know, buddy, that is a common thing, isn't it? It's common that we see people who are highly intuitive and highly gifted and skilled, but for whatever reason, there's something that keeps them from stepping into that. And what do you tell people, you know, who experience that?
Well, key number one is it's working with the belief systems, really. We all have belief systems that we have developed in this lifetime. And it can be from some sort of fear-based belief system. It can be a belief system that's concerned with lack. Now, you know, Devin, bless him, because he already understands what's happening for him. It's like he said, it's as if I need proof before I do it. That belief system is getting in his way. The belief system of the work is that know that the proof all falls into line as you're doing it.
Mm.
So instead of thinking that the proof has to come first, know that everything happens and there's your proof. So, you know, big time for a lot of people that are highly gifted, it's usually a belief system that's blocking them. So I witness it. I'm sure you witness it. We witness it over and over and over again. So, yeah.
So that belief system thing, it's powerful because, you know, I know in your own business, and, you know, hopefully I'm not, but I know you talk about this openly, but you, early on in your business, you had a belief system that was stopping you from making the quantum leap that you've already made. Will you share that with the listeners and how you overcame it?
Yes. So one of the things that I do in the advanced classes, I teach belief system change techniques with Archangel Raziel. And to make a long story short, I ended up having to be the student with one of my classmates, one of the participants, one of the students. And she was given a reading for me. And they came channeling through her because obviously it was a little very deep that I hadn't acknowledged it. I had a belief system that for me to be successful, I needed a partner, a relationship partner. And at that time, I was separated and struggling with this whole I'm on my own and how do I make it work? Because I had this huge belief system that the only way that I was going to be financially successful is if I had a partner to do it with. And I had no idea, but as soon as it got brought to my attention, it was like, everything in my world went, oh, my gosh, this is it. This is one of those big aha moments that I realized that I took that on as a child. Bless my mom, but, you know, she struggled with in a relationship, but one of the reasons she always stayed, and I love both my parents. They're great. I've got many lessons. But one of the main reasons she said is she never thought she could financially do it on her own. And I took that on and had no idea that I had taken it on. So that's why I'm a big believer in working with belief systems, because with the connection of being of service and then realizing I had this belief system getting in my way that, hey, unless you're connected with somebody, you will never be financially successful. Woo, I needed that changed. So I am a very independent, successful businesswoman. I have a most loving partner that I love dearly, but we're together as a vibrational match, and I no longer need that financial assistance. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. You were able to identify that belief and change it very quickly, and it's like when you did that, it seemed like the moon and the stars, everything lined up, the skies parted, and you shifted your vibration completely. So that's been really fun to watch.
Yes, and definitely. So, you know, if if somebody was to ask me what are some of the main blocks that get in the way of manifesting all that we desire, beliefs are one of them. If we have a belief that works in our highest best interest, we'll rock with it. But if we have a belief that we've created and stored within us that goes against what we want to build and manifest and our soul's purpose, I'm a big believer that that's what has to be changed first to really be able to stand in that power for you.
Yeah, and, you know, it can be something as simple as believing that you're lucky, you know, that you're a lucky person. Like I heard recently an interview with a guy named Mark Cuban. Mark is on the Sharks Tank, and he's also the owner of the Dallas Mavericks and a really successful business guy. And he said on an interview once, he said, you know, someone's got to be the luckiest guy in the world. It might as well be me. And I at first kind of laughed about that, but I thought, good for him, because he has a belief that he's lucky. And if we start with a belief as simple as that, that can turn our daily experiences around to open up opportunities for us and to create an abundance of, you know, people, places, and things that start to go our way. You know, it can be something as simple as that. So he has used that belief, and even as a young man early on in the late 90s when the internet was just starting to come around, he had a belief that he was going to be a billionaire, and he started a company called Broadcast.com. And early on, his buddies asked him, you know, Mark, where are you going with this thing? Like, what are you thinking? What's happening here? And he said, I'm going to the BBC. And I said, BBC, what's that? And he said, oh, well, that's the Billionaires Boys Club. And sure enough, in 2007, Yahoo bought that business for $5.7 billion. Now, I say mm-hmm. that story, you know, to really impress upon people that, you know, maybe in your mind you don't need $1 billion or that's not your vision, and that's fine. But whatever your vision is, keep hold of that and start to formulate that in your mind, because that's how we manifest. And Cindy's absolutely right. The basis of manifestation can be beliefs. So, buddy, let's take another caller, shall we?
Sure.
All right. Let's see who this is. Okay, hello, you are on the air.
Hi, Jaden.
Hi, who's this?
It's Crystal. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi. How are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm getting over sinus infection, but better, thank you.
Okay, what question can we answer for you today?
Sure, in keeping with the positive mind frame, I'm just really curious as to whether or not you see things picking up for me, and how quickly is that going to happen, like for business-wise?
For business-wise. So can I ask you a question first, Chris? I know that you're asking. Yes? I see it picking up, because that's what I'm getting. Michael's zooming in with me. So you've got Archangel Michael. Have you been asking Archangel Michael to be with you?
Oh, I've been working with all the angels, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, well, so Archangel Michael's coming in the strongest.
Okay.
And you know, I know this, but within the next 3 months, you're going to have it's going to keep increasing, okay?
Okay.
So there is an increase. But there's a question that I'm to ask you, okay?
Okay.
Are you able to see your business? How is Michael wanting to put this? Are you able to see it as all you desire it to be?
Absolutely.
Okay, and so that's the biggest thing to keep focusing on, to be able
okay.
to see it, believe it, know it, as if it's already happening.
Okay.
Okay, so it's as if they're wanting to give you just that little bit of push that all your client base, all that you want to be happening with the business is already happening. Because as soon as you, you know, yes, it's a great question to ask. How do you, you know, Jaden and Cindy, how do you see things? You know, what are the angels telling me? But the other thing is to already feel like it's already there.
I know there's things going on in the background, you know, so things are moving for me. I am aware of that, and I'm trying to kind of keep the fear
patient.
Out of there. That, do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah, so I know that... Sorry?
Michael's saying keep your patience. Okay, so be in that, you know, keep trusting. They understand your patience, and, you know, it is. Things are at work. You know, they have that card, you know, there's unforeseen things happening behind what you already are acknowledging. So what is 3 months from now? I don't know. Where are we? Beginning April? April, May, June? So, you know, summertime is, by the summertime, it's you're going to be going, yahoo, wahoo, as my, as we say.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
And Crystal, I got
to
you. Yeah, I got July, right around the 1st of July, so same just as confirmation, summertime. And so what's happening for you now is, like, as you plant a seed in the earth, it starts to spread. The roots start to spread and take hold, and you can't see that happening, but things are happening behind the scenes. So your opportunity here is to, exactly what Cindy said, continue to trust that things are unfolding and keep your vision. So your vision has to be so strong, and you can put this in writing as well. So you may have a visual in your mind of what you desire for your business to look like. But also write it down, you know, and start to look at your vision and review it every so often so that you're in touch with what that vision looks like. And that will help it come to fruition even faster. Like, this summer is an accelerated time frame for you and what's being created. And this is how you can continue to step into that acceleration. And because of your bravery and everything that you're doing, we also want to give you a free ticket to our event, which is in May. It's Spring Fleeing with the Angels. So would you like a ticket to that event, Crystal?
I would, however, I actually already purchased one. I'm going with a group of girls, so I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
That is awesome. So you'll have a ticket to share with a friend, or, you know, to bring someone else with you. That'll be wonderful.
Sure, I have the perfect person in mind. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Thank you, Crystal. Take care.
Thank you. Blessings.
You too. Wow, that's a neat phone call too, because, you know, this is perfect timing for spring, right? Things are being presented for people that we know, you know, there's a lot happening under behind the scenes or under the ground or under the earth that we can't see, yet things are happening, right? So continue to trust that, and we only have a few minutes left. Boy, Cindy, it goes by fast, doesn't it?
I know. Whenever we do this, it's like, what? It's like 5 minutes, Jaden.
I know, 5 minutes, I know. So I look forward to having you back on the show, of course, always. And what we'd like to let everyone know, too, that we are going to be at the Expo Body. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, Body, Soul, Spirit Expo? We have a minute.
Yes, both Jaden and I will be at the Calgary Body, Soul, Spirit Expo. It's down at the Big Four Stampede Grounds. You can still go online and purchase discounted tickets. Both Jane's doing a workshop, and I'm doing 6 different lectures there this weekend, so we'd love to see you. And, you know, Jaden, I guess for people that want to, you know, you share about how they would find out about our event on May 10th.
Yes. So the if you go to CindySmithAEP.com, you can go through the events page on her website, and that is where you'll find out about Spring Fleeing. And also, yes, this weekend I'm teaching a workshop. It's called Creating Your Money Blueprint. It's a brand new course, mini workshop I put together, and I'm excited to teach it. So it's new material, and everyone will leave that workshop with their very own money blueprint. And that's going to be a Sunday at 2 o'clock. If you're interested in attending that, please email me, Jaden Sterling, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling at gmail.com, and I'll be happy to give you more information about that. Buddy, you are awesome. It's a pleasure to have you on my show. It's a real gift to have you in my life. Thank you so much, and we will talk soon and continue to create miracles in other people's lives and in our own.
Yes, and thank you, Jaden, and thank you to all our listeners. And keep following your path. Keep trusting.
That's it. That's the key. Cindy's absolutely right. Do those things that continue to fill your soul and your wallet. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a beat poet. Name. Name your. Name your price. A tool, an idea, an inspiration to do more than just say what you want to pay. Oh, no, but to see the options that could fit your budget. Steve, enough bongos.
Find car insurance that fits your budget at Progressive.com.
Makes me want to dance. Steve!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.